It's not working.
It is.
It's definitely broken.
It's going. My God, I can see all the dirt in the bottom of your phone.
Look
my
at the manual.
God.
That's not dirt.
Would you hook a blower up to something?
No, like that's blow probably dirt like into flour.
Jesus.
Craig, we're on air, man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah. What a gorgeous day out.
It's miserable outside.
Absolutely. It's mid-January almost.
It's all the snow. I'm trying to make the people on the East Coast.
Oh, feel better.
And our European
listeners
feel better.
Okay. Yes. Oh, this parka is so tight.
It is.
Yes.
It makes me feel overclimped.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, we're sitting outside in t-shirts in January.
In our new Sleepless in Seattle t-shirts.
Swag. Swag.
Swag.
Now, what are we going to call our clothing line?
Sick whack.
Sick whack.
Whack sick.
Whack sick.
Or just sick or just whack.
Okay, so let's just clarify that. I think Craig and I both have a fairly, I don't want to say 60, 70 California surfer style when it comes to casual stuff. And what I'm referring to is khaki shorts, knee length, and then definitely Vans.
Very common.
Flip-flops.
Comfy, honestly, yeah.
T-shirt and... You know, our new swag is kind of along those lines of that style.
Yes.
Yes. We're setting trends.
Yeah.
We're coming
out with a bong collection.
A bong?
Yeah. Sleepless in Seattle is
bong collection. Yes. Do people still use bongs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No idea.
That might not be a good revenue generator. We need a revenue generator. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about one of the most interesting people on the planet. And I had to look up how to say his name.
Our next door neighbor, Caesar.
No, Kim Jong-un.
Ung. Now, I think he's fascinating.
He's a prick. He's an absolute prick.
Well, he loves Dennis Rodman.
And he loves himself.
And I think he's very... I think he is the...
He thinks a lot of himself.
I think if you open up Webster's Dictionary you look under narcissism, you will see a picture of Kim Jong.
With that fantastic hairdo.
Yeah, that nobody else in the country is allowed to get, by the way.
Seriously?
Yeah, there is a restriction on that hairstyle.
Stop.
No, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to do something like that.
What?
Legislation for our own thing.
We'll put Great Clips and out of business.
You think so?
Well, that's the only haircut Great Clips gives.
I don't go to Great Clips.
Are you serious?
Fuck no.
Why not?
Go in there.
I did. Look at my hair. It's beautiful.
You are a man in your 50s.
Uh-huh.
Great Clips is for 17-year-old kids who don't have the money to go anywhere else.
It's $16. I have a payment on the Volkswagen.
Who gives a shit?
I have a payment on the Volkswagen.
Get rid of the Volkswagen. Fix your hair.
My hair is great.
Warren.
Besides the nicks on the side. Other than that, it's pretty good. No.
In this city, I've lived in our city for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I can't find somebody to cut my hair.
No, the depth of hairstylist talent.
Boy.
Is a shallow arena, to say the least.
We came from a big metropolis.
Yes.
And... they were just everywhere.
Right.
And you could pick. I mean, you want a great haircut. There's dozens to pick from.
Right.
One of them needs to move here.
Right.
I'm ready to pay them to move here.
Right. It's impossible to find a good haircut in our community.
I don't know what the deal is. Yeah.
Well, I think part of the problem is there are a lot of seniors in our neck of the woods. And I think they're very well-to-do seniors. It's certainly not a lot of less expensive housing. But it's certainly a good community. But I don't think they like to spend... money because they like to stay within their monthly budget.
So that explains because, in Phoenix, you just have stylists.
Right.
They do guys, they do women, they do women, they do guys, they do children, they do whoever. And they do a really nice job on anybody.
Whatever walks in the door.
Yes. Here, you have, women's styling salons that are obviously for women.
Correct.
And you have barbers.
Yeah, but...
And nothing in between.
No, wait. If we go... I think there's a high-end chain here in town. It's Gadabout. Uh-huh. And if we walk into Gadabout as men in our 50s, are we different?
No, I went in to Gadabout.
Okay.
I tried them three times.
Okay.
And it's an expensive haircut.
Do they take walk-ins?
No. No, you have to make an appointment.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Okay.
and it's, but I wasn't happy with any of the cuts I got. Three times.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they charge for a haircut?
It's like $50.
Oh my gosh. That's robbery.
Oh, now you are an old man. You sound just like an old man.
I got a $16 haircut. I left a $2.50 tip.
You did not.
Yes, I'm a $2. I'm a big tipper.
You did not leave them a $2.50 tip.
Yes, I did.
But tell me that wasn't in cash and you actually put two quarters down.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
That young lady was awfully happy.
She wasn't happy. Nobody's happy with a $2.50 tip.
They're overpaid.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
Because we're about to go off on some shit.
Okay, okay.
This is going to have nothing to do with what you intended
to talk about. No, seriously, nobody in North Korea is allowed to get the same haircut as him.
Wow.
Yeah, and before we go off on the major shit, I shared that article with you today with his plea to his country to poop more.
So first, he doesn't make a plea for anything. He makes a demand.
A demand, yes. Yeah. It's, you are going to.
Yes.
But... It's a step further. In North Korea, they are trying to collect as much fecal matter from the population as possible.
For what?
For fertilizer for the fields, because they don't have the animals.
For their food?
For their food. And they have collection centers. And I'm not joking. This is not a joke. This is honest to God truth. If you are a stay-at-home mom or child, you can deposit up to half a kilogram a day, okay, which is about a pound of fecal matter. So you have to shit a pound. Otherwise, you suffer the consequences. And if you are a factory worker who gets fed more, then you have to leave a larger deposit.
Seriously?
Yes.
What is the penalty for this?
I don't know what the penalty is, but I think they're pretty quick to pull the trigger on the firing squad.
Wow.
Look at what they did to the guy that brought a copy of the Squid Games in.
What? I don't know about that.
Yeah, there was a guy that smuggled copies of the Squid Game into North Korea on USB sticks. And he is now in front of the firing squad.
He is not.
He is. Honest to God truth. Honest to God truth. Yep.
Why? Because it's South Korean?
I don't know. I don't know. They don't want to influence the culture.
Oh, my God.
God forbid they should advance.
Yes.
Now, you were on a kick about Kim Jong.
Well, it's him and his sporting things. So he has declared to his country his superiority and everything. To the point to where he says that when he travels, he does it by somersault. This is dead serious.
Okay.
By somersault. And that he can somersault up to 1,000 miles a day.
That fat ass?
That anybody's ass. Nobody can do
that. You remember that Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
My favorite movie of all time.
When the girl ate the blueberries?
Come inside and you'll find there's a world of pure imagination.
Oompa, oompa, oompity-doo.
That's the downfall of the movie. It's some really nice music.
That's the best song in the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who was the girl? She ate all the blueberries and she blew up.
That was,
Yeah.
Violet. Violet Beauregard.
Yes.
You're turning Violet, Violet.
Yes, and she reminds me of Kim Jong.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah. Okay, so... Okay, so he claims he can somersault 1,000 times per day.
So he went to play his first round of golf in his life.
Okay.
He got 5 hole-in-ones, he says.
No.
Now, I've been playing golf for years. You know how many hole-in-ones I've gotten?
No.
Goose egg.
Goose egg here,
Goose
too.
Goose egg.
We live on a golf course,
yes.
And I've never seen a hole-in-one.
It happens so rarely.
Yes.
Enough to where if you're in a country club... And you hit a hole in one, then you have to buy everybody who's on the course at the time and everybody inside the club a drink.
Right. It's that
they actually sell insurance.
In case that happens.
Yes. And it's like $5 a month.
So what did he do? Reduce the number of assassinations that day?
I don't know.
Yo, wait.
What?
I have to go to the bathroom.
We are on air.
We are. I thought we were just talking.
No, we're on air.
Oh shit. Okay, we'll be right back.
Sorry,
Sleepless
folks.
In Seattle.
Sorry.
I don't think anybody did anybody listen
I
to the sponsorship.
I don't think, you know, is it, do you watch commercials?
Not
ever.
Often. No.
Ever. I'm afraid that that's what's happening. is I don't think they listen to the sponsor.
I don't think so either. I don't know.
I would skip through it if it were me.
Well, let's turn it on and get back to
okay,
our episode.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, turn it
on. Oh, shit, Juan, I think it's been running.
Ah, fuck.
Shit. Yeah, you don't think they heard that, do you?
No, okay. They don't hear it.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Welcome back to
Thank
Sleepless
you for
in Seattle.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And Kim Jong. Ung.
I don't think you pronounce that like Kim Jong.
Kim Jong.
Ung.
Ung.
I don't think you pronounce it like that. It's three words all together.
Okay, say it.
Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong Un.
Yes.
Yes. And okay, so we just realized that nobody in that country can have the same haircut as him.
Right.
Yeah. He travels by somersault,
mm-hmm.
up to 1,000 somersaults per day.
No, that's wrong.
What?
He can somersault up to 1,000 miles a day.
What?
Yes, that's how he travels.
Amazing.
He doesn't take the train. He doesn't take a bus.
He's
somersaulting. He's not on the subway. He's somersaulting across his country.
Okay.
And I don't know how far North Korea is from border to border.
No, I can't imagine it's, what, more the size of Texas?
I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, it's not more than a few days.
Right.
For him to get across the entire country somersaulting. That's amazing.
Well, don't they have more modern forms of travel there?
Not that can go 1,000 miles a day.
Whoa!
I mean, maybe a plane, but...
And you were just sharing...
He's too athletic to take a plane.
Yeah, he's way too athletic for that. But I mean, look at his friends, like Dennis Rodman. I mean, these are top-level athletes.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's who
right.
he hangs with.
Yes.
So you were just sharing some...
Speaking of athletes...
What?
He is, per Kim Jong-un, he's as tall as Wilt Chamberlain.
Whoa!
And he's twice as good in bed.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, wait a second. Okay, so if you go into a room filled with women... And they have one of two choices.
Yes.
Right? Either to sleep with you wildly
or
face the execution squad.
Death.
Or death. So you have one of two choices.
Which you've seen his haircut?
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know that wouldn't be preferable.
That's a chick magnet there, that haircut.
Yeah, it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. I think
it
about
is.
It, man.
Yeah.
He's got to be getting them left and right with that thing.
But you said something about his haircut.
Yeah.
Only he can have it.
Only
correct?
He can have it. Yeah. Otherwise, you face penalty.
I don't believe you.
It's true. Look it up. Look it
I
up.
Don't want to look it up.
Yeah.
I just don't believe you.
Now, wait. Okay, so how does he hide his height if he's as tall as Wilt Chamberlain?
I don't think he's hiding it. Just...
He kneels down?
Have you ever met him?
No, but I've seen pictures
Maybe
of him.
Maybe he is.
He looks like Violet from the movie.
We just talked about that. Violet Beauregard.
Violet Beauregard.
From Willy Wonka.
Yes. Yeah. Violet, you're turning violet.
Violet.
You're turning violet.
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 Okay. So one more thing.
Okay.
One more
thing.
Kim Jong-un's talent as a bow hunter is unparalleled.
Okay. For example?
He once dropped two bears and a yeti with a single arrow. A yeti.
Okay. Not
which
the...
I believe is a fictional... animal.
It's a water cooler.
Yeah.
It's a flask.
Oh, Warren. I'm just
it's
trying
a water
to,
bottle.
I'm trying to get through a story.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go
okay.
Ahead. Okay.
It's not a water bottle.
And they make coolers, too.
They're really expensive coolers.
Yes, they're nice.
They're not, are they?
I don't think a bowl
Are they worth
go-
the cash, though? How much do you use a water cooler? Chris,
no
I'm
shit.
Not, I don't like camping and shit. So.
No, I don't do camping.
Yeah.
And Sleepless in Seattle does not endorse camping.
We don't endorse the outdoors.
Unless it's glamping.
No, I'm not going glamping. That's what, Four Seasons?
Yes.
Okay.
Ritz-Carlton.
Then that's okay. No, glamping is when you take like an RV.
No,
that's
we don't
glamping.
Do that either because then we don't want to clog the roads with those big ass things.
Oh, doesn't that just irritate the shit out of you?
Oh, get behind one of those?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You can call it a day. You can be cruising, you're on your way to your destination, and it's dead.
Yeah.
Dead in the water.
Dead in the water. You can't go anywhere. You can't get around the damn thing because there's no visibility. Yeah, and you...
And they're not going to help you. They're not going to get over
anything. No.
Because it's always these old guys who, like, they're driving and they're stuffy, and it's like, this is my RV and I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, macho.
Yes.
Yes.
Every time.
Utilizing the last of the testosterone that's in the system.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So he dropped these two bears and a yeti with a single arrow, and the animals, after he shot them with this bow... They let out a high-pitched, beautiful growl in recognition of his superiority as they expired.
This is amazing.
Then a flock of doves
uh-huh.
formed a silhouette of his face
right
before a resplendent sunset.
Wow.
Isn't that lovely?
Okay, so he went out hunting. Mm-hmm. He killed three animals with one bow.
One bow.
And then the doves stood above him, creating a silhouette of his face. Uh-huh. As the animals are letting out a high-pitched moan and growl. Ow! Yeah.
You superior motherfucker, Kim Jong-un. That's what they were saying.
Talent. You know what really irks me about his biggest claim?
What?
Is the fact that he claims to have invented the burrito.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
The burrito?
The burrito.
The burrito's from Mexico, right?
They call it a wheat wrap. They actually say the burrito is more northern Mexican, southern Texan, and that's a whole other story. But he claims to have been the one that did it. I don't think they have Yetis in North Korea.
That's a Yeti. I didn't know how they have like snow and shit like that in North Korea. I don't know what their climate is. Do you?
I think it's cold. He's always wearing a very heavy jacket.
I think that's to make him look taller.
Or thinner, one of the two.
That might be.
Yeah, because I think he is a fat ass.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Is that another fat joke you're making at me?
No!
Motherfucker.
No, you and Kim Jong are two completely different. You guys have completely different hairstyles. Not even close.
I would have his if I could, if it was legal.
Yeah, otherwise you might get shot.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are just some of the things that we've heard. What about his golf?
His golf? So I think we already talked about that. Did we talk? The first part of this episode.
Oh, shit. Is it dementia setting?
I don't even remember.
Oh, I can't.
Just in case. He went to play golf. Yes, we talked about it already. No, we didn't. Did we?
I don't know.
It was, he went to play and he had five holes in one. Yes, we did, because we talked about golf insurance.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I think.
Well, here's the messed up part. See, we were talking and then Warren gets a call on our fancy recording equipment.
And it knocks
and
everything
offline.
It
completely stops, so we have to start all over again. That's how fancy we are.
That's sometimes when you come back and you hear the beginning of the episode or the beginning of the second part, you will hear us kind of talking offline, or so we think.
Yes.
And
who
knows? We're not sure.
We're old guys, and this recording equipment now is so sophisticated that we don't really know what we're doing.
No. We're way. And I think this is another part of being in our 50s.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, we talked in a recent episode, you know, because we grew up without the internet. We grew up without cell phones. Right. We grew up without computers, literally, until we were in our late teens or early 20s. Right. And now technology is advancing so quickly, trying to keep pace with all that is a challenge.
We don't learn like we used to. I mean, that's just honest.
No, we don't.
No. No. I know you're going through college.
Correct.
I am trying to learn Spanish.
Correct.
And it's...
Well, I use same-day essay for my work. Okay, go ahead.
If I had tried to learn Spanish like 20 years ago, I'd be done.
Right.
I'd be way done. Uh-huh. But my attention span is less than it used to be.
Uh-huh.
And just my capacity to... I don't know if it's a mental block.
Right.
If I don't... Because I decided when I turned 50 that I wasn't going to learn anything else. I was done. I had enough. It'd get me 50 years. What else could I need?
I kind of reached that point too, though. Uh-huh. Where like the tank is full.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do I need?
Right.
But then, you know, now that a couple of years later, I'm beginning to realize that I don't know very much.
Yeah, that's me too.
But then I stopped to think, with all this additional knowledge that I'm gaining along life's path, is for what?
Now I'm thinking of King Crimson.
What the hell?
Do you remember that band?
Yes. Yes.
They had this song, and I don't remember the name of it. But
didn't Joan Jett?
It was Elephant Talk.
No, Joan Jett, didn't they do a song about Crimson?
Crimson and Clover over and over. Not King Crimson and Clover.
They were singing about King or Cream or something.
Cream.
Okay.
So King Crimson, they had this song called Elephant Talk. And it was all this noise, all this stuff going on. And the words were like, Boulder Dash, Ballyhoo.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah. TikTok, it's only talk. Uh-huh. TikTok, it's only talk.
Uh-huh.
But they had another one that was better. It was called Thela Hunjinji.
Oh, okay.
And all this music's going on. It's very complicated. They're very good musicians. Uh-huh. But it's very busy.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden it stops. And the guy starts going, I repeat myself when under stress. Uh-huh. I repeat myself when under stress. I repeat myself when under stress.
Do you think that's
hysterical.
Do you think we're becoming that way?
I think we're crotchety.
Yeah, we are getting crotchety.
We're old crotchety guys.
Are you finding that you tune yourself out to certain situations?
Oh, I tune out certain situations. Yeah. I never tune turn myself out.
No. But, so, for example, at work, you know, it's a very stressful work environment.
Yeah.
And I feel as though I've gotten really good at tuning out certain situations that happen. I just become numb to the fact that they're existing. And
I've become emotionally numb to them. And I just want to go about fixing.
Right. Exactly.
And you know, through you do things long enough that you know whatever happens, it can be fixed.
And you know the outcome.
Yes, you do before you start.
Right.
You know what's going to happen, so you just do it.
And you skip over all the drama bullshit
and all the turmoil inside you that does nothing but eat at you. It doesn't help anybody.
Craig.
What, Warren?
We're at the end.
We're not.
Yeah, we are.
We're not.
Yeah, we are.
I think we need to go take more pictures with our roses.
It's nap time.
Nap time?
Yes. You're going to lay down for a while, though.
Well, first we have to have our chamomile tea.
Before we nap.
Yes.
Yes, and our two Oreos.
Yes. We'll turn on our meditation music.
Yes, and relax for a few moments. Ladies and gents, what's our email address?
Yes, because what time does Jeopardy come on?
Oh, we got to be up by 5.
That's right.
We got to be up and going. Yeah.
And then to bed by 7.
Bed by 7, yeah. Well, no, because at 4:30, that's... that. What do they call it when you eat early?
Eating early.
No.
Gentricide?
No, if you go to a restaurant at 4:30, between 4:30 and 6, early bird specials.
It's senior citizens hour.
Well, yeah.
We're not senior. Oh,
yes, we are.
You're not yet. You become next year.
You're eligible to live in an adult community now.
Fuck you.
You are.
Fuck you. Fuck you. It's true.
Yeah.
And I can have an AARP card, and I can go to Denny's.
And get a discount.
Order on the senior, so...
I guess you're saving money.
Yes.
Well, that's why you can afford the expensive haircuts. What's our email address?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
BigHands@sleeplessincls.com.
Facebook. We're all over that.
We're on Facebook, the tick-tick-tickety-tock.
Tickety-tock. I think we're going to have a new video coming out here shortly. We have a cinematographer on their way here to the studio now.
Yes,
We're going to get, and we have our new swag. If anybody's interested in Sleepless in Seattle swag, drop us an email.
Yeah, drop us an email and be on its way.
And get your cash.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get their cash. Get it out and give it to us?
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessary.
I got to get a haircut. And plus, I'm getting a crown on my tooth. We need money. All right, ladies and gents, see you soon. Bye.